WLAK 1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. They aren't there yet, but the White House says a deal to free more hostages taken by Hamas is close. U.S. and Qatar trying to broker that agreement. Fighting intensifying between Israeli forces and Hamas near another hospital in northern Gaza. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin making an unannounced visit to Kyiv. He reassured Ukrainian President Zelensky the U.S. is with them for the long haul in its war with Russia.
This is about, you know, not living in a world where a dictator can wake up one day and decide to annex the property of his peaceful neighbor. That's not the world that we want to live in.
Austin also announced another $100 million in U.S. aid. Microsoft has hired OpenAI's former CEO Sam Altman and the company's ex-president Greg Brockman to lead a new advanced AI research team. A three-day celebration of life for former First Lady Rosalynn Carter begins a week from today. This is ABC News.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heart.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell at the state capitol. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court hearing arguments in a lawsuit today challenging the state's Republican legislative maps. Lawyer Mark Gaber, arguing for the petitioners, says the Wisconsin Constitution is clear.
Each assembly district must consist of contiguous territory. That is to say, it cannot be made up of two or more pieces of detached territory. And then it went on to say that this requirement was, quote, absolutely binding.
The court will decide whether Wisconsin's maps are gerrymandered to the point of being unconstitutional. Mild weather made for a slower opening weekend for Wisconsin's annual 9-day gun deer hunt compared to last year. The Department of Natural Resources says the harvest for this year's first 2 days was about 16% off from last year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Duluth Police Department, city officials, and the local branch of the NAACP are working together to develop new vehicle and pedestrian stop policies. The new policy, which is still just a draft, would allow officers to make a stop for equipment violations only if there is a risk to public safety. The potential changes follow a racial bias audit of the Duluth Police Department, which showed racial disparities in enforcement, such as black drivers making up 3% of the population but at 11% of the stops. The Wisconsin Board of Commissioners of Public Lands have announced that $65 million will be distributed to public schools across the state through the Common School Fund. The funding is intended to expand opportunities and address inequities for students, like purchasing new books or technology. The additional funding will allow librarians and media specialists the flexibility needed to address issues specific to the needs of their community and public school libraries. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WLAK News.
Timeout!
All right! Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Badgers basketball gets past Virginia. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin men's basketball team advancing to the final round of the Fort Myers tip-off tournament by beating Virginia 65-41 in Florida. A better showing than their performance at home against Robert Morris University. Badgers guard Chucky Hepburn.
You know, coming off that Robert Morris game, you know, we knew we had to fix things fast because we were going to play a great team like Virginia. And we locked in practice Saturday and Sunday. We were able to really lock in defensively, and that showed today.
So the Badgers will face SMU in the final round of the tournament, 7:30 tomorrow night. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks with a 5-game winning streak last night in Washington. It was the Bucks 142-129 over the Wizards. Adrian Griffin describes Giannis scoring 42 points.
Unstoppable. Man, he was in his rhythm tonight. He's unstoppable.
That's the Bucks head coach, Adrian Griffin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast.
Lows dip down to about 23 tonight under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tomorrow, 44. Tomorrow night, lows around 22. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 38.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety.